In the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved brethren, today we are celebrating the praise of our Mother, the Mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, and our Mother. We are praising her. We had yesterday the service during the Matins, which included the Akathist to the Mother of God. It was beautiful, the service, and I hope that those of us who were able to attend, that were able to get lots of help in understanding how much the Mother of God loves us and how much she is being praised and loved by all the heavenly dwellers, all the angels, archangels, and principalities, and the cherubims, and the six-winged principalities, and all the angels, all the heavenly dwellers, they all praise her because they love her, because they love her. They know that she has become, because of her purity, she has become the vessel through which the Lord had come on this earth and was born of her without the seed of man, was born of her through the Holy Spirit and came out of her womb without damaging her, doing the thing that the child does when he comes out of the womb of her mother. The Mother of God had given miraculously the birth to the Lord, and she had been a virgin and continued to stay a virgin, and yet she fed the little baby Jesus with her milk. My beloved, she is filled with love for not only her son, but also for us, because she has adopted us. She is willing to protect us from all the enemy. And who is our enemy? Well, you have to become serious about this. You have to know it's not the one that's walking around here in the flesh and the body. It's not your husband or your wife or your children or your relatives, or it's not your neighbors, and it's nobody that has the flesh. We have to know that the Lord gave us a commandment to love our enemy, not only love our brethren and those who love us, but to love also our enemy. And this is what we have to do. So we cannot have any enemy in the flesh or blood. We have to understand that we have to feel sorry for them if they have a hatred for us. For having hatred for us is keeping them from having love for the Lord. For the Lord is taking everything upon himself. My beloved, today's gospel, we heard, of course, the two gospels. And the first gospel of the day of the Saturday was a question that the Lord asked the disciples: who do people think he is? And the disciples said something: he is John the Baptist, or that some other Elijah, or some other prophets. And he said, who do you think I am? And the Lord said that, Saint Peter had immediately said to you, are Christ. And the Lord says, well, don't say that to anybody. You know, remember in the other times in the gospel, then he had forbidden even the demons to tell the truth about him, that he is the Son of God, that he is Christ, the Messiah. And he didn't want the mainly the head of the Old Testament church to know that, so to keep them from crucifying him. He wanted to be crucified. For who? For me? For you? He wanted to be crucified. He wanted to take my sins and your sins upon himself and pin it on the cross and destroy the enemy, his power that he has over us, and to show us a road of humility, being king, or king of kings, a creator of whole universe. He had taken upon himself semblance of a man, and the poorest man, for that matter, on the earth at that time. There was no place that he could even be born in a normal conditions. He had to be born in a cave and put in a manger, you know, instead of in a nice bed like our little children are being put. My beloved, he showed us the road of humility. He showed the great humility, being creator of all the universe, He not only decided to be born here as the poorest man, but also to go through persecutions and to go through all kinds of malignment and all kinds of terrible beatings and everything else. And they wanted to kill him, not once. And finally, they crucified him. They crucified him after all the great miracles he had done. After he fed the multitude, he walked on top of the water. He calmed down the big storms. He had resurrected the dead, and he had done all kinds of miracles of healings, and they paid him off for all that by crucifixion. And he was crucified because he wanted to actually to do it for me and for you. You've got to understand that, my beloved. You have to understand that every one of us have to understand that he did it for us. And this is the kind of love he showed. And the Mother of God, knowing that what he had done for us, she of course loves us too. She had literally adopted us too, and she is there to protect us from all our enemies. And of course, not only the enemies that the unseen ones, the demons, but even those who, by the prompting of the enemy, start to advance and go against the Orthodox Christian people. As you know, in the history, so many times the pagans had attacked Constantinople and with boats, and then Mother of God had protected them by making storms and destroying the boats. And other miracles that he's done to protect the Orthodox Christians. He's always ready to protect us. Let's glorify. Let's praise her. Let's praise her, my our beloved. Let's praise her not by just saying to her, "Raduise," or "rejoice," but by doing the will of her beloved Son and her God and her Creator that she had created as a man here on earth. That is going to be the greatest praise for her when she sees that we are really trying, that we are really trying to get rid of all our evil habits and passions and all the things that is keeping us from seeing our Lord and going after the kingdom of heaven. The Lord had told us and given us a simple rule. First of all, look for the kingdom of heaven and its truth, and then everything else will be granted to you, my beloved. Let's pay more attention to the spiritual life. Let's understand we have still one more week for the Great Lent, and then the Passion Week starts. So let's make sure that during that this week we're going to conquer all those things that are not pleasing our Theotokos, the Mother of our Lord, and the Lord himself, and all those things that caused him the suffering and causes the suffering to his mother by seeing us committing sins today, and then all the heavenly dwellers, because they love us, they want our salvation. Let's go and forgive everybody everything and not hold a grudge against anybody except for the evil ones, as St. John of Cross says. We're so foolish, we people, that we hold a grudge and we can't take insults and can't take abuse from the people, but we take 100 times and 1,000 times more abuse from the evil one, and we don't show him any hatred, and we don't fight against him. And this is our problem with too many times. We've been so fooled by the world that the world says there is no such a thing as the evil spirits and so on. It's all fairy tales. Well, the world doesn't understand that. The truth is that the evil spirit does exist and attacks every Orthodox Christian as much as he can. But the Lord is controlling his attack. He cannot do it more than what we can handle it. But we have to realize that we can handle everything if we apply the love for the Lord, and when we remember the Mother of God, when we remember her, when we can say to her, rejoice, and we beg her to help us, because we are also her children. My beloved, accept that in your heart. Accept that the Lord wants us to feel that way, that he gave us that prayer, the prayer, our Father who art in heaven, and he gave us the prayer, and thus he really made us his own brothers and sisters. My beloved, we have to earn that honor by fighting it at least against the enemy of our Lord, and fighting against our body when it tries to pull us into all kinds of sins. My beloved, let's become serious about looking for the kingdom of heaven. For the Lord says, look for the kingdom of heaven first, and everything else will be given to you. The kingdom of heaven and the truth. Look for the truth. The truth is the Lord. The truth is the gospel. The gospel that we have to live the way that the gospel tells us to live. Not the way the world is teaching us. Not the way the people are living today, but the way the disciples had lived, the way the saints lived, these are supposed to be our examples. We have to look up to them and try to copy their life as much as possible, knowing though that without the help of the Lord, we cannot do that. For we need the grace of the Lord, but God, our Lord, resists the proud and will not give us his grace, his supernatural help, by which we can accomplish those things that we have to do in order to be able to pick up our cross and accept whatever the Lord sends to us, knowing that it will help us to grow spiritually, and it will finally bring us into the kingdom of heaven. Amen.